The National Cotton Council applauds the announcement by EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler that the 2015 Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, rule has been withdrawn. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the Council, joins us with more details.
The administration, through EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, signed a withdrawal of the 2015 WOTUS rule that has been extremely concerning and problematic for U.S. agriculture. This is one of the steps that the current administration is taking to try to restore some certainty and predictability in how the Waters of the U.S. regulations will be applied to agriculture. So after this action this week that withdraws the previous WOTUS rule, then the administration will be working to hopefully get in place the new and improved Waters of the U.S. regulation by the end of this calendar year.
Also this week in Washington, there has been a strong push from the agriculture community for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
The push by agriculture and others to try to move forward with approval of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement is ramping up this week with a lot of activities within the ag community focused on Congress and particularly the need for the U.S. House of Representatives to bring this agreement up for a vote this fall. So once it comes to the House floor and can get approved and then moves to the Senate for final approval and can go into effect hopefully by or before the end of this year. The National Cotton Council is continuing to engage through various coalitions to help promote and advance congressional approval of USMCA.